Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Commanders minicamp has wrapped up. I heard you guys were talking about Debo a lot yesterday.
It was fun.
There was discussion.
I mean, you see pictures, and you know, it is what it is. His body type, whatever. It just, you know, it looks a little chunkier than what you might imagine, and so you kill a couple segments with that. I think just for all the HTC crowd that may be tuning in when they were yesterday, this guy right here, Team Debo, until proven otherwise. So
who's not?
The cakes was on the fence a little bit.
Chunky Debo.
He's a little bit chunky Debo.
I mean, I thought he'd take his body a little more seriously when he comes to minicamp, but I guess I'm wrong.
No, I think he is. You just don't realize his body type.
Like, I saw him up close and personal.
Yeah.
He didn't walk by and make me think, yeah, that guy looks like he's out of shape.
Again, I'm watching a 21-second viral clip on the interwebs.
I was literally 2 feet away from him, and I didn't think, that guy's out of shape.
I've already declared he's only going to be here in D.C. for 1 year.
That might be true.
That could be
true. But that's also because of a contract situation. He could have a great season.
Right.
And
then they can't afford to keep him.
I'm more towards him underperforming what people are expecting. And that's based off, again, it's recency bias and his poor performance last year, which I know was injury marred and he was sick for a lot of the season. I don't have high expectations for Debo.
I'll say this. I was out at minicamp the other day, and it's hard to take any of it seriously. There's no pads.
Right.
None. Half the time, the quarterbacks are on one field, and they're just throwing into a net, and they're running drills and everything. They're stretching. And then I did see them run special teams, and there's no hitting on special teams, but I saw Debo return some kicks, and he looked like he was going fast.
Right.
To me.
I'm sure he's going to be fine.
Now, maybe he's not as fast as the kid that they drafted, Lane.
Yeah.
Now, is Lane more of a punt returner, I think?
I think so.
Versus a kick returner?
I think he can do both if they need him, if they need to press him into action. Look, I hope Debo makes me eat my words. I hope he just makes me eat them, and he has like a 1,300-yard total combined season between rushing and receiving, and then he scores 10 touchdowns. I hope that happens.
You're allowed to have
a
whipping boy.
I'm just
a
little pessimistic on it.
I'm hard on Lattimore. I hope I'm proven wrong on Lattimore.
Well, let's play some of the Dan Quinn clips. Let's start with cut three, Valdez, because this is about Debo, and this is what Coach Quinn said. I don't know if he was aware that people were saying that he was slow, because what was it? It was the Dove Kleinman
tweet. I don't know who's original
that
tweet.
Really kind of put it out there saying that he was running slow patterns. I saw that yesterday.
No. Scott Abraham had the footage from camp.
Yeah.
And then
doubt Scott would write that.
But then people retweeted, requoting
and all that.
They saw the clip, and then they noticed how he was running, how he looked. Like, Scott didn't go out and say, hey, look at Debo running like cakes.
I know. I just thought it was just so easy.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. All right, play the first clip.
I think has been very impressive to me for maybe a different reason than I thought. He was such a difficult person to tackle that you spent so much time, how are you going to tackle this person? And somewhere along the way, I've forgotten until out here, like how fast he is. And so wow. Sometimes when you're playing against a receiver, you say, man, you better either get him at the line or you better be on top of him. With him so many times was there was so many, you know, run after catch plays that we had a tackling plan and how would you go about it? And then I can remember one time, like he just ran by somebody down the field on a deep ball. And I was like, yeah, I forgot about that. So that it didn't surprise me, but it was like maybe I missed talking about it to that space because it was easily reminded like he's one of the fastest players on the team.
Wow.
There I mean, you think this was a defensive response. See, I saw the Dove Kleinman tweet where he wrote, yikes, new Commanders wide receiver Deebo Samuel has gone viral for looking extremely slow, all caps, running routes at minicamp. One fan even joked that it looks like he's running with a piano on his back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's clearly Dan Quinn heard the critiques and the criticism, and he's defending his guy. He's defending Deebo. That's what head coaches do.
Yeah, I don't think he's lying, though. If he says he's one of the fastest guys on the team, I believe him. You think he's lying?
Coaches don't lie ever.
I would like to see him race everybody on the team. I'd like to see confirmation.
Well, I didn't hear
top 10. I'll say he's top 10.
I don't know if you brought this up. I didn't hear the show yesterday, but last year he was recorded at running over 20 miles per hour on one of his catches.
Was he?
Yes.
What? Yeah. You have to give context, though.
I think it was one of the fastest.
Yeah.
It was, you know, like a pass over the middle that he then took. Look,
My overall take is I trust those guys. So whatever they say, if they say he looks great, he's fast, guys, don't worry, he's fine. I believe them. This until proven otherwise. The only one that I would question in my own way, again, I hate to be annoying, is Lattimore because I didn't see that with my own eyes.
And Lattimore is saying that he feels healthier and more comfortable, right?
Yeah, he's saying all the right things.
Yeah.
So let's see, and hopefully he's right. I mean, guys had revivals when we signed Zach Ertz. There was a lot of mocking going around. But probably around the league.
Sure. I don't think any of us thought he was going to play every game.
No.
No.
We're like, this guy gets hurt all the time.
Sure. I don't think anybody thought he could have the turnaround that he had. Like the turn back the clock bit that he did. So, you know, maybe Lattimore could do it. Lattimore's not as old, but Lattimore's probably had 4 years since he's been anywhere near consistent. And maybe this you could say the same about Deebo.
So Quinn was talking about Jaden. And where he is in year two. You play cut one?
I've always felt he had real control of things. And we work at the line of scrimmage a lot. And he's really comfortable in that. He was always somebody that, really was on his details. What I guess seeing now is just the accuracy, the footwork. So more of his body mechanics that he wanted to emphasize. I see that coming through in his play. I see the speed, you know, that he's, you know, out on the edge with. So those are the things that during the off-season time that, like, you can really push it. So we had one where he had a keeper yesterday and turned it in, you know, where he was up the sideline for 30 or 40 yards, and he was one of the fastest players on the field on that play. And so those are the ones that, okay, that's a person being aggressive to go take their shot. And then I would say the individual time with new players. He did some of that last year, honestly. Like when Noah came, I can remember him like staying after and working with him, but seeing him put in the work with different people who are new to him and to the organization, I think that like speaks of the leadership. It's not anything that I asked him to do, but he knew for that person and him to be in sync, there had to be some unseen work together. And so those would be a few of the things.
I don't think anybody's surprised by any of that. But there are high expectations. I think later in the show, we're going to go through Chris Sims' quarterback rankings. And I don't know. You might be surprised where he has Jaden in the rankings. But yeah, attention to detail, calmness.
Speed.
Beyond the athletic traits that jump out at you. Those are the things that I just, wow. The poise that guy had last year, that was remarkable for me.
The speed comment is why I don't think the rushing is going to go down dramatically.
No, he's going to take advantage of that.
I just think he won't need it as much.
It's part of why they drafted him. And we knew that from the moment that Quinn joined us on the show and said game changer. They want a guy like that that can make plays.
They want the dual threat. No one's taking away the dual threat. But I think that if the play hopefully won't collapse around him as much, he won't need to do that. We'll see. If that plays out. Maybe he'll rush for 1,500 yards. Who knows? I doubt it, but let's see. See how it plays out.
That would be amazing.
I don't think anybody's going to say that Jaden Daniels is running like he has a piano on his back.
No, no. Nobody's questioning his speed.
Definitely would take Jaden over Debo in a race.
Yeah, nobody's calling Jaden Daniels.
Cakes wants them all to line up.
Did you see yesterday that Commander Socials did a whoopsie-daisy?
They did a whoopsie?
Yeah, and then they posted Debo again the following day after they saw, I think they probably saw all of the comments.
Of course.
And everything.
Yeah.
So they posted a video of Debo like running a slant pattern.
Saw that.
Where he looked like a little shiftier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think since it's this mandatory OTA, like you touch him and everyone kind of stops.
Yeah.
Like almost like two-hand touch football. And then he kept running. So he looked butt fast while everyone was just kind of.
So you're thinking it was deceptive?
Listen, I don't know if it's deceptive, but they posted another one of them. Because
it is what it is. They're not going to down their own guy in camp, but they've made a point of saying how pleased they've been with him. I think you would hear rumblings. My experience of doing this for 30 years, I think you'd hear rumblings behind the scenes if they were disappointed.
Yeah, they're not disappointed, but
yeah.
I think maybe people think that they're getting the Debo from 2 years ago. But Debo's still good.
Wasn't he even last year number two in yak for receivers? Like, there may be a bit of being defensive talking about his speed, but Quinn has emphasized that, here's the quote, our job as coaches is to try to put them in those spaces where they can really excel. So I don't think we're thinking, and I don't think they're going to put him in spots where he's their deep threat. He's their burner. He's going to be a guy that they're going to use in a bunch of ways to play to his strengths, which is the yards after the catch.
And that's what Cliff should do.
Which might be the short passes over the middle. He's probably not going to run many go routes where they just expect him to fly by corners.
Of course. They're going to give him some handoffs. They don't want him to be 160 pounds.
The list I'm looking at, Debo is not in the top 25 of yak last year. No, he was.
He's had a down year.
Yeah.
Maybe it was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying is that, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, Debo's still a good wide receiver. No one's not saying he's trash, but I'm saying people think that you're going to get the Debo from 2 years ago where he went off, didn't miss a game, had 1,400 receiving yards. But 2 years ago is an eternity in NFL terms.
I mean, if they do get that Debo,
yes, that's great.
A huge bonus for them.
Listen, I just think this. I think that as a team.
Sorry, 4 years ago. Four years ago.
As a team, we're going to score more points. And that's hard to do. We scored a lot of points last year. We were like 28 plus. I think overall we're going to score more. I don't give a crap how. I think we're going to be more. And we have a tougher schedule.
So I just retweeted what I'd seen yesterday. This was from Next Gen Stats. Last season, Debo reached a top speed of 20.9 miles per hour on a 76-yard touchdown reception, his fastest speed since week 14 in 2019. So it had been 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And his third time reaching 20-plus miles per hour this season, which was tied for third in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure he can get up and go if he needs to.
He was 21st in yak last year, 8.3 per catch.
Right. Listen, I'm Team Debo. Think he's going to be good. Think he's going to be a solid contributor. Don't know the numbers. They almost don't even matter. Weapon. He's a weapon. Did we hear more information on Noah Brown yesterday?
Haven't heard anything on him.
Just that they were going to do an MRI right?
on the knee.
I have no update. I know he's getting an MRI today, this afternoon. So, I don't want to speculate.
On what?
MRI today. Yeah.
Okay.
So we should hear something today because that was recorded yesterday.
When they said
he limped off the field, slammed his helmet,
and then they carted him off.
That said, you could tear an ACL and walk right off the field. I mean, totally. I tore my ACL and drove home.
My son tore his ACL and walked off the field. Next day, walked a lot better. I was actually thinking, maybe he didn't tear it. You're walking fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then wobbly.
Well, then they do the test, and then they do the MRI, and then you see he did. What was interesting to me is they gave the anecdote yesterday that when they hit a bump, that they could hear him screaming. Mm-hmm. Who said that? Somebody said they heard him scream
when he hit Ben Standing. And then Linnell like said
it. Reiterated it, right?
Yeah, but Linnell's version of the scream seemed a little more vicious.
Yeah, than Ben's?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if he scream, like, when my son did two things, he tore his ACL 1 year, and then he also dislocated his shoulder, tore his labrum. When he tore his labrum and it was dislocated and it was hanging, he was screaming for an hour until we could get to the hospital and they finally put it back in. I raced to the hospital with him in the car and I hit a speed bump because I didn't care about the speed bump. I was just trying to get there as fast as I could. And when we landed, he screamed. So it made me think, he didn't dislocate his knee, did he? I guess not, because he was walking. It'd be impossible to walk if you dislocated your knee.
Probably. I don't know. It'd be super painful.
I think
it'd be
impossible to walk if you dislocated your knee. I think. Probably. It's probably an ACL. He probably heard it pop. He probably knows exactly what it is. That would be my guess.
Let's just hope for the best.
That sucks.
Sucks.
He used to really, I mean, last season, he was like the pass interference king, right?
Yeah, but you know.
All those deep shots.
The good
How many
thing
pass is, interferences did he draw last season?
I don't know. But the Gallup signing was underreported. No one's talking about Gallup.
Well, he wasn't practicing.
He's not practicing. Maybe he'll be cut, but it's an opportunity for him to make a play for a roster spot if Noah Brown is out. So, I don't know. Why was Gallup not practicing? Just resting him, or does he have something that's nicked?
I thought he was hurt.
Uh-huh. And I like the guy, Jacory Brooks, the free agent.
You like the long shots.
I know this always irks JP, but I'm okay with talking about the sixth receiver. If he has 15 catches. I don't know. One of those 15 might be huge.
I mean, I'm rooting for Michael Gallup, but he didn't even play last year. In his last 2 years, he had 418 and 424 yards receiving.
Right, again.
So I wouldn't expect a lot.
You're not. It's again, but it's just that you need the people to do the job. And he could fill in. Not necessarily looking for stars. We got our stars. His name's Terry McLaurin.
Who's not currently in camp.
He'll be there.
I know he'll be there, but
yeah.
I mean, the wide receiver room is kind of in shambles right now, if you think about it. No Terry. Noah Brown goes out. Jury's out on Debo. At least this jury is out on Debo.
I disagree with that. I disagree
over
with that.
Here.
I don't think it's in shambles. I think they'll have Terry. I think they'll have Debo. I think they got a second-year guy in Luke McCaffrey.
All right, shambles may be rough. It's not in great shape.
I think it's going to be fine. It may not thrill fantasy owners, but I think it's going to contribute to them scoring over 28 points per game.
Let's hope that's the case.
Yeah.
Here's Quinn kind of summing up where they are and trying not to get ahead of themselves in terms of the expectations for a team that made it all the way to the NFC Championship game last season.
To know that there are those, Kenny, I think that's good because it knows we're in the right space to do that, where we have a chance to go, you know, do the things that are really, really important for us. So at the start of the offseason, it was really just about what kind of skills we could get. And so we try to, like, just live our professional lives in these segments. And so this is what we wanted to get accomplished during this time. This is over the next little, you know, in this break, and we're calling it a break. It's more for coaches and all of you, I hope, too, to recharge, to get ready. But for the players, this is another space that they go to really see. So then when we get back to training camp, I'll have some clear goals for us, you know, packages, identity, play style, things that you couldn't do during this time. You know, the padded practices, we're talking about the contact. So there's specific parts of that where, like, the training camp piece, I would say that might be the most important time for a lineman compared to an off-season program, you know, where you're working your skills, but you're not pushing against another, you know, giant human. So those are specific things that you can only accomplish during that time. So we just try to segment it and not think too far down. It's okay, what can I get done over this next short block? And if we stay in those pockets, Candy, I think that leads to not wondering way down, but just knowing I got a choice to make today and I got to go for it. And then, you know, another one to come. But those choices are easy if you want to slip, not do the workout, but it is a choice and say, like, I really got to go. That's why so many times doing teammates working out together so much easier. Hey, come on, man, we're going, like, on those, especially the days you're like, maybe I'll chill. Like, no, you're not. Like, we're going at this time and you go. So those are fun.
At least the beginning part of that, loosely translated, is we have a superstar quarterback in Jaden Daniels, and we can do some work. We can get where we need to be with him.
It's the first time that I listened to Quinn, and I just wasn't super motivated. He was just kind of like droning.
He didn't motivate you to do something today?
I don't know if it's because it was 6:30 in the morning. But it just it was a lot of gobbledygook.
Yeah, but he's also talking about downtime.
I know.
He's talking about the time between.
He usually makes me run into a brick wall.
And training camp.
I don't know if it's an indictment of me or him, but it's just like, here we are in June, and I wasn't super inspired by that answer either way.
Maybe he was mentally checking out. Maybe he's ready for his week long.
He was flaming a little bit.
He was kind of droning on a little bit. But it's fine. I'm team everybody over there except for Lattimore.
We have a story last week? I don't know if we did it, that people mentally check out like 2 or 3 days before they actually take their vacations.
Yeah. 2 days before your vacation. I think there's a large percentage of people, workers, who are already on vacation in their mind 2 days before they physically leave for vacation.
Right. So like next Wednesday, late in the show,
you're out.
I'm already out. In sunny San Diego.
He'll be missing drops and everything.
I'll just be sloppy.
We'll say turkey 10,000 times, and he won't hit the button.
But I know people might be thinking.
I'm dialed in right now, though.
Turkey.
Isn't it kind of weird that we're locked? No, the season is going to be here before you know it. By the end of this weekend, we're going to be done with the second major. All right, that means we're halfway through. July 4th is around the corner.
Yep.
And they're when do they report?
Is it the third major?
Yeah, we're out in the third. They're going to be done with the third major, right?
Camp's always end of July, like 27th, 28th, range.
I think
like
we're
here before you know it. Dude.
I think we're 11 Sundays away from the season.
Let's go.
But like.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
So, but like officially recording the minicamp and it's on daily.
Oh yeah,
is a month and a half away.
Yes,
that's gonna be here before we know.
It's like 5 weeks away.
It's five-ish
weeks away.
For those guys, their off season's over.
You're gonna hate it.
Who, for the players?
Why?
You're gonna hate because as soon as we get to camp, you guys are like, "Oh, it's just taking forever."
That might be
this
true.
Is no fun.
But I'm just saying,
we just start the games already.
Let's do wins and losses again.
That is all true. We do need to do dubs
and L's again at some point.
Well, we do that after the preseason.
Well, I'm just doing it right now. It's funny you say that because I pulled up the schedule as Quinn was droning, and I was looking at it. I mean, I'm having a hard time not seeing a good start.
I think I chalked up 12 or 13 dubs. I put a lot of W's on the board.
I think down the stretch it gets harder. you know, like halfway through, once you start playing, you know, Kansas City's Detroit.
This is looking ahead, but we may have to burn the Commanders week one survivor. I mean, they should just beat up the Giants at Northwest Stadium.
If they lose, you know what?
You've said that before.
I know.
About that
even though it's a division rival.
I understand.
Even though it's a division rival, it's a five-alarm fire if we lose week one.
It's Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't Mike, I'm not scared of Russell Wilson. I thought Mike Clay's projection was that they were barely favored in that game.
Yeah, yeah, well, I don't care what they're – but I'm telling you what
I'm coming off.
Well, he thinks it's a survivor gimme.
Coming off being scarred for life by the stupid Cincinnati Bengals when they were like a 9-point favorite.
I don't know that.
Okay, last year, opener.
You know, the week one against the division round, I'm not sure I would say it would be a, you know, a survivor gimme, but we should win that game.
I saw that viral video.
Might have
video
a nasty
of,
pass rush.
Of that defensive line.
But Abdul.
Everybody's talking about him. Thibodeau. Brian Burns and Kayvon.
Yeah. All right. You know who's right. faster than all those guys? Caden Daniels. Faster.
He can be the fastest guy on earth. If they're playing like that video that was shown the other day, he's cooked.
Case is acting like he's never been sacked.
Yeah. Fast quarterbacks never get sacked.
We sacked eight times in a game last year.
Yeah. Hey, I have faith in JD5.
All right, got to take a break. You want to chime in? 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.